Greetings, everyone.
Today is April 18th.
We are celebrating April 18th. It is National Animal Cracker Day.
Get for those animal crackers.
You want some animal crackers?
Crackers.
Animal crackers.
You ordered 38 boxes of animal crackers.
You want an animal cracker?
We don't even make animal crackers anymore.
Well, you better get cracking.
Happy National Animal Cracker Day.
Showtime!
I love animal crackers, but I love the animal iced cookies. You know, those are good. Todd James in from the American Red Cross. Do you like animal crackers there, Todd?
I do, but I have to go with you for the iced cookies.
And, those are good.
I like the giraffe. I'll bite the neck off first.
You're mean. Bite their neck.
I hope my friends from the Humane Society. Paula, I'm just kidding.
They were here yesterday.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Very good. Well, your WTOL 11 weather forecast calling for some sunshine. Looks kind of overcast right now. 71, our high. We'll take that. Todd James in, North Central Ohio Chapter, Executive Director, American Red Cross. A couple things you want to talk about. I guess, first off, National Volunteer Week going on.
Yeah, you know, next week is National Volunteer Week, and the Red Cross, like so many other organizations across the country, you know, every day rely on our volunteers who are out there delivering our mission. So, honestly, in my view, and I think really in the whole organization's view, every day is Volunteer Day. But we do set aside and honor National Volunteer Week as a chance to say an extra thank you to our volunteers and to let folks know that if you would like to join the family, join the team, become a Red Cross volunteer. We have so many opportunities, whether it is responding to a disaster, whether it's, you know, checking folks into a blood drive, being as part of the Hero Care Network to help a military family reach out to their service member in a time of crisis, and so many other ways to help. Please give us a call. Visit our website, redcross.org, or call us at 800-RED-CROSS. And if you see someone who you know is a Red Cross volunteer, please just take a minute to say thank you to them, because they're out there every day working hard for our community to make sure that folks have what they need, you know, that they're getting the training to save lives, that we're making sure there's plenty of blood at the hospitals when they need it, that folks who do unfortunately have a disaster know that there's going to be somebody there to help them.
Yeah, and you're just not going to send them out doing things. There's training.
Oh, that goes with that. There's training for everything, whatever position you are interested in, and especially when we talk about disaster relief. You know, we never just hand somebody the red vest and say, "Okay, welcome aboard. Go run a shelter." No, we're going to make sure that you have the training and the resources, the support. But we couldn't do it without volunteers. You know, we have hundreds of thousands of volunteers across the country, and every day when I talk about the work of the Red Cross, what I'm really talking about is our amazing volunteers.
Very good. Todd James in American Red Cross, North Ohio region, North Central Ohio region. And another thing we want to talk about is the Sound the Alarm event coming up.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing our home fire campaign for a decade now. It's hard to believe that it was 10 years ago we started this campaign of installing new free smoke alarms in homes across the country. Because we know that the number one way to save lives in a home fire is to have working smoke alarms in folks' homes. We still lose an average of 7 lives a day in this country to fire. It is still the deadliest disaster in this country. More people die in home fires, unfortunately, than every other natural disaster combined.
No.
The good news is we've installed over 2 million free smoke alarms across the U.S. We've saved thousands of lives. And we're out there doing it again every day. Folks will call us and let us know, and we'll come out and we'll do the inspection and install the smoke alarms. We're working with great partners like the Findlay Fire Department. But at this time of year, we set aside a couple of weeks to really put a big push on it. So we're doing our Sound the Alarm events again over the next couple of weeks. And this is where we get Red Cross volunteers and fire departments and community volunteers all together. And we go out into a neighborhood and literally just canvass the entire area door to door. And anybody who would like us to come in, do an inspection, install smoke alarms if they need them, show them how to make their home escape plans. We're going to be doing that. And this Saturday, actually, we're going to be doing it in Tiffin. So we're excited. This is a partner that we've worked with several times, the Heidelberg University men's basketball team.
Oh,
so
nice.
We're partnering with them on Saturday, starting at 9:30 Saturday morning. We will be at Flaterer Center. I hope I'm saying that right. On the Heidelberg campus. And we'll start registering our volunteers. We'll do a brief orientation and training, because there's not a whole lot that we need to tell you. It's a pretty easy process. And then our teams will start going out into the neighborhoods. And by the end of the day, we'll have installed a whole bunch of smoke alarms and saved a whole lot of lives.
Right. Probably won't need a lot of ladders that day. With the
basketball, it does help. But we do need volunteers.
No ladders.
Anybody who would like to help us, you can just show up Saturday morning. We'll get you signed up right then. Again, at the Flaterer Center, which is just off East Market Street in Tiffin on the Heidelberg University campus. Registration starts at 9:30. By about 10 o'clock or so, we'll get everybody together into their teams and then send them out into the neighborhoods. So, or you can go to our website, redcross.org, and you'll find out all the information about Sound the Alarm and the Home Fire Campaign. And if you need smoke alarms, or if you're not sure if you need smoke alarms, call us. We'll come out. Again, our volunteers will do a quick inspection, and we'll make our recommendations on where we think the smoke alarm should be placed. But ultimately, you as the homeowner or the resident, you let us know how many you want, where you want them. We'll put them up. They're a 10-year smoke alarm. We install a solid unit. It's a lithium-ion battery powered, so you don't have to. In fact, you can't take it apart, and you don't have to worry about changing the battery or chirping after 6 months. Once we put it up there, it's going to be up there for the next 10 years, protecting your family.
Very good. Todd James in American Red Cross, North Central Ohio chapter. Thanks for coming in, Todd.
Thank you.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.